you get the formula down, it's really simple, but it's not fucking easy. There are clients that are like one word responses, just I'm good. Yeah, I had a good day, had this, did that. And that's okay too.
This is Let's Talk Forella, and I'm here with a special guest star that I've been meaning to interview. This is one of the best hairstylists in the valley, if not the greatest. I want y'all to introduce with me, Miss Leslie. How you doing today, Leslie?
I'm great. I'm
nervous. Don't be nervous. I promise you, you're going to be great.
Okay, I'm not nervous no more. Hi.
So to get it started real quick, to break the ice, let's talk about something that you're the best at. Hair. How is it being a hairstylist?
It's really fun. I feel like I don't work. It's like girls' time every day. And I make good money having fun, so I love it.
How long have you been doing hair for?
For about 2 years now. It's been a really fun 2 years.
When you first, before you start doing hair, did you go to school at all? Like, where did the passion come from?
Actually, I didn't even want to be a hairstylist at first.
Really?
Yeah. In high school, I was doing more of makeup. Like, I was doing everyone's prom, senior pictures, or like portraits. I was more of a makeup girl, and I liked like doing Halloween makeup.
That's really
where I started. And then after high school, I just went to college because that's what my parents expected of me. But I lasted like one semester.
What school did you go to?
I just went to Sac City.
Sac City College?
Yes.
Okay.
Dude, I don't even know what I enrolled into. I don't even know what classes I was into, but I was going.
And then what made you stop? You were just like, fuck this shit? Like,
dude, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing.
Yeah, honestly, it's like I've learned that with like young, are your parents there, are they from here?
No, we're from Philippines.
Philippines? I've definitely learned and experienced with like, I have a lot of friends who have like immigrant parents. And the one thing that, shit, even us now, we always like try to go to school to like try to make our parents happy. But it's like, in reality, it's like, what do you want to do that makes you happy? And it's like going to school is just like, I don't know. Like, I feel like your parents telling us to go to school is just them like, I don't really have nothing to hand to you. So it's like, for you to do better than me, I feel like you should go get an education. But then it's like, once you're in school, me the same.
Yeah.
Like,
it's just what's expected.
Yeah.
And the reality is that's not the only route. And 100%. I found that out very early. I knew I was not going to last on this shit. So I dropped out one semester in, but I didn't tell my parents like a year later.
So you dropped out of school and then a year later you told them. So they didn't know at all.
No. So I was living in Sac with my sister.
Uh-huh.
After I dropped out, I just started looking for jobs for makeup. So I was just doing
freelance work.
And then a friend, a mutual friend of me and Delana, actually.
Delana's my wife. Mm-hmm. Y'all know who she is.
My girl. My OG client right there. She told me there was an open spot for a freelance makeup artist at MAC. And currently she was working there too. So I did the whole process. She helped me with it. And then I was just freelancing there for about a year. And then when I saved up enough money, I told my parents, like, I have a plan.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Because I couldn't just fucking tell them with no plan. I'm going to get my ass beat.
Yeah, because your parents are like, bro, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I told them, of course, I got my ass beat.
How did they react to that?
Well, they weren't, they didn't like it at all. You know, I was like, I feel like most Filipinos know it's always expected to be in the medical field, especially like a nurse. And that's something my mom has always wanted to do, even for herself. She went to nursing school, but she couldn't like do it here. She never was able to pass the NCLEX. So she always expected it, one of her children, to be a nurse. It was my turn. I was like, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
So I told them my plan. They were supportive, but it was okay. I was going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
And I wanted to go to cosmetology school just because.
And you went to cosmetology school?
Yeah. I went to cosmetology school. I went to Alabama for that.
How was that?
It was so different.
How is Alabama like?
It's like, it's hell, it's low. It's nothing like California. It's black and white. That's it. Churches everywhere.
Like black and white, like race, or like black and white boring as fuck?
Both.
God damn.
Mm-hmm. I was the only Asian in my school.
And was it a good experience?
It was a good experience, actually. I had like a few people I didn't really understand.
Uh-huh.
But it was a good experience overall. I don't regret a thing. I had amazing education, met the best mentors. I feel like I had a really good foundation from school, so I feel like that pushed me to where I am today too.
Hell yeah.
Helped me a lot starting out.
So while you were out there, so you were in Alabama for 2 years, going to school, going to beauty school.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you graduated, you came back out here.
Yeah.
So after you graduated beauty schools, like, what was your next step after that? Like, I'm not going to school. I know I'm going to make some money. This is what I'm going to do next. So after you came back, what did you do next?
I didn't go straight away to looking at jobs. I just wanted to spend time with my family. Mm-hmm. I was away with my family for 2 years. I was just with my dad. So I was kind of like making up time with my friends and family. And in summertime is when I got shit started. I was like, okay, people know I'm back. People are expecting me to take clients. People are asking me, where do I work? When can they do my hair? When can I do their hair?
Yeah, right? Yeah. Yeah, no, you're good.
And I just started taking it. I built a little salon room in my house, mm-hmm. my mom's house.
Mm-hmm.
I made that the space where I took people in. So it started from friends, family, and then referrals from friends and family.
Yes.
And then a year later, I had enough clientele to move into an actual salon.
Hell yeah.
Which is here, Prova.
Prova, shouts out to Prova.
Prova Coffer. I don't know if I pronounced it right.
Coffer or Coffery?
I don't know.
All right.
It's Arabic.
I'm going to say what you said, Coffer. So how has it been now that after going to school, you got your clientele, and now you just gaining a bigger clientele off of all your referrals? What do you see yourself doing next?
Honestly, I just want to go bigger. Right now, I have a few things in mind. I'm not comfortable sharing what.
Okay.
Just because nothing is official.
Okay.
But I'm thinking of doing more and bigger things.
Mm-hmm. Manifesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Just building the foundation right now, and I'm happy to be building that right here with an amazing team too.
Yes.
I feel like I flourish a lot in a space like this.
That's
and
good.
I'm just going to keep going at it.
I love that. So it's like I want you to include all this because it's a lot of young girls out there like you who are expected to go to school. And like you said, especially in Filipino culture, they're expected to be a nurse and the parents don't care about the school, the stress or the money you have to go through is just something they want you to do. And it's like you saying all that definitely shows young girls like, hey, you can go become an entrepreneur, mm-hmm. make some good money, mm-hmm. have fun at work. And you don't have to go get a degree because at the end of the day, your parents just want you to make some money, right?
Yes.
That's all they really
yes.
care about.
So they started out not supporting me, but mm-hmm. when they saw that I was actually doing my thing, making good money just from starting out at home,
mm-hmm.
they slowly started becoming more and more and more supportive. And right now I have their full support, and I feel like that helps out a lot, even especially at hard times. I'm like, it's okay, I got this because I know the support system I have at my back. No yeah. matter like how overwhelming it gets, that's what comforts me.
I love that. I love that. That's absolutely, and it's like, I definitely will say that like anytime I encounter somebody with a good support system, you can definitely see that resonate with the fact that they just feel unstoppable in anything they mm-hmm. want to accomplish. Cause it's like, shit. For me personally, I didn't have that. So it's like anytime I see that, it's like it's honestly very inspirational.
Yes.
And it's like, okay, you got your support system, you got your family, and it's like now that you have all these clientele and you work all the time, it's like, is there anything that you work on for yourself to like focus on like goals for you? Like, I know that you mentioned like working all the time and making all this money. It's like sometimes you feel that you need to take a step back, be mindful,
for sure,
and really just digest the situation so you're not overwhelmed. Like, for how do you sure. do that?
I try to fit it into my routine every night.
Mm-hmm.
I like, after a long work day, it's usually always a long work day, I go home, I do my skincare routine.
Hell yeah.
I smoke, and I look at myself. I'll be like, you fucking killed it today, bitch. I'll go to sleep, do it fucking again. Of course, with a little help of weed too.
Yes, yes. I am definitely, I love Mary Jane. Ooh. I don't know. I definitely, do you ever feel that there's a point where you feel like you smoke too much, or you just feel like it's just a part of me? Like, I'm gonna just.
Honestly, there is hella times where I'm like, okay, damn, I've been smoking too much. This is like not a regular amount. But it's okay. I acknowledge it. I do things to pause and slow down. I'm slowed down right now, literally and figuratively. I don't know what that means, but I just wanted to say it. It sounded like a big word, and I wanted to sound smart for the podcast.
I love that.
Anyways, I forgot the question.
Shit. We was honestly just talking about how you unwind.
Oh, right.
And how, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, I just sit on my desk mm-hmm. where I do my skincare. I do everything there. I journal. I like to scrapbook.
Oh, okay. What do you like to do?
Anything creative, really. Like, I don't do this every night. I do my skincare every night. That's like really my self-care.
Yeah, you do have some great skin, cameras.
Thank you to the Koreans.
Korean skin routine honestly
Dude,
even helps me.
They're good.
It's the best.
Mm-hmm.
But so you're creative on like levels, like you like to draw, you like to draw?
Mm-hmm.
Really? What do you draw? I'm also an artist. I like to draw crazy ass shit.
I don't know. I kind of just do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it comes to landscape, people, random shit, doodles, whatever I'm feeling that night.
You paint shit?
Mm-hmm.
Like on some Bob Ross shit? Like you like got big ass canvases and shit?
Yeah. I just like to put a video of his. I have my setup, my canvas, my brushes, my paint, and I just copy what he does. High as fuck. It's hella fun. An hour later, I'm like, holy shit, I did this. It's really rewarding. Sorry.
No. You're good. You're good. I was just saying that definitely painting while lit is definitely like, okay, have you ever took mushrooms and painted though?
No. I'm scared of those.
You never taken mushrooms?
I'm scared.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like I'm going to get hallucinations.
Nope. Mm. Look. How often do you smoke? All the time, right? Like every day?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Unfortunately.
It's not unfortunate. If it come out the ground, I need
my
a pack.
Parents, it is. If
Leslie's parents are watching this, we're talking about smoking broccoli and not marijuana.
Hi, Dad. He gonna love this shit.
So, don't take it from me, but I've definitely. Have you only ever smoked? That's like the only thing you've ever done?
Yeah.
Really? I definitely would. I would definitely describe shrooms as like smoking two blunts without the cotton mouth, without the munchies. You will have the shits and the farts though, because you can't. It's because the mushroom is like a fungus, so it makes your stomach kind of bubbly. But for the most part, it's like you're feeling good. Like you feeling like how you was feeling when that Doja Cat song came on.
That's dangerous because I'm already gassy daily. Bro, everyone knows this at work, not gonna lie.
Then don't take shrooms if you already hella gassy.
I'm scared.
All right, so can you see her her tracks? You see her sewing or no? She good? Your sewing is perfect.
Thank you. Making Rayanne Styles.
So besides smoking, have you ever like gone and like meditated, gone and like got massages, things like that?
I love getting massages. I try to go every month. Mm-hmm. I like getting massages and facials. I always get my toes done. Oh, I get the little massage chair. Oh, my God. And the little cute ladies.
Oh, yeah.
My legs.
If you, everybody in the world definitely needs to get their toes hit. If you a man, get your toes hit. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I don't know who she is. I don't know how old this woman is, but how she rubbing them feet. Oh, my God. I'd be looking at my wife. I'm like, babe, auntie is getting in on these toes right now.
And your wife right there, you know that.
She be sitting there laughing and dying. They be putting massage guns on my legs and shit. I just be.
Ooh, and the massage chair.
Oh, my God.
It go crazy.
Y'all definitely need some massage chairs in this thing.
I know. I've been going over there. There's a nail shop right there.
Right here next door?
It's like three doors down.
Next to Prova, come get your hair done by my girl, and then go get a massage right after. So, if you're not painting, it's like, what do you like to do for like freelance, like in your free time?
That's it, really. Or I just stay in my room.
Stay in your room.
TV shows, movies.
Whatever. What's your genre? Like, what's your favorite genre? Like,
I would say horror.
Like thriller. Gory shit.
Yes, the more fucked up, the more I like it.
Really? What's your favorite fucked up horror film? I got some terrible ones because I love horror. You ever heard of I Spit on Your Grave?
No.
That shit is fucking fucked up, gory, disgusting, but it's good. It's really good.
Have you heard of, it's a Japanese
what?
Film.
What?
It's called The Old Boy.
The Old Boy?
It's fucked up.
Wait, The Old Boy?
I think so.
Which one is that?
It's Japanese. That's all I know.
How? Describe how it's fucked up. What happened in your fucked up
I don't
up
want
part?
To spoil it, Brandon. I don't want to talk about it. It's fucked up.
Okay, the only reason I say that is because I watched this movie called Old Boy. It was like some weird ass, like the plot was weird as fuck. Long story short, like this dude was like an assassin, gets thrown in like a prison. He gets thrown in jail, like not official jail, like somebody's jail they built out their house for like.
Yeah.
Is it that one? Yeah. Oh my God.
That shit is fucked up.
Hey, look, I'll spoil it right now because I don't care, but dude.
It's fucked up.
By the end of the movie, literally me and D were in the theaters. Do you know by when the plot was revealed, the whole theater was like,
I'm gonna throw up.
Literally. Long story short, if you've never seen Old Boy, it was the guy he got thrown into prison for like 10 years for no fucking reason, gets out of prison, tries to find out why, yada, yada, blase, meets this girl. She's helping him figure out why. Mm-hmm. He falls in love with this girl, starts sleeping with her, and then like, he's like at his hotel. And then like this man, what, he had like a wife and a daughter before he went to jail,
yep.
Thought they was dead. He's like sitting in his hotel room. A video of his daughter from fucking childhood when he last seen her plays, and it's like her growing up, and the bitch he was fucking the whole time was his daughter. That was fucked up. But I Spit on Your Grave was worse.
He explained that so good. I would have stuttered. Damn. Yeah, it's fucked up.
It's Japanese. It had that, it didn't have a white dude that played Thanos in there. He was the main character.
Oh.
White dude that played Thanos. What's his name?
I don't know. I know his purple, not white. I don't know the actor.
Well, the dude that played a purple dude, he was the main guy. He wasn't Japanese. And like the whole cast was white.
I watched a Japanese one. It was an all Asian cast. Maybe it's the original and you watched a remake.
Why does the remake sound like the plot?
You know how Americans like to remake shit and it's like
worse. Yes, all the time.
You need to watch the original.
I watched the original. Okay, if you want to talk about fucked up films, you have to watch I Spit on Your Grave.
I Spit on Your Grave?
I Spit on Your Grave, yeah. This film, it's fucked up. It's about some cute little girl living in LA. She's trying to be a model. Russian dudes are like, oh yeah, we make you a model. We make you very famous, right? This girl takes a whole bunch of photos, goes home to her apartment. These niggas follow her home, drug her. She wake up in Russia, strapped to a bed. They beat her, rape her, taser, spray paint her, slice her body up, whatever. And then like, she's like,
it's on the whole plot right here.
Oh, it gets better. It gets better. She's like on the brink of death. They beat the shit out of her, throw her in the trunk, bury her. They're like, yeah, fuck her. She's dead. She escapes. And every guy that like how they like assaulted her, she did it with a gun. Oh, yeah. She went and found everybody.
I know that's right.
She went and found them all.
Women in power.
I mean, women run the world. The world without women is a world I don't want to live in.
Period.
And then it's like, bro, women have the closest connection with God because who else can create? Nobody. Nobody. The toughest guy in the world, got a mama. No matter what. So it's like, I don't know. It's, I don't know. It's just fucking crazy to think about. So besides fucked up ass films, Old Boy, how could you mention that and not Human Centipede?
I find it boring.
Human Centipede was boring after
it was
a while.
Predictable.
Yeah. I mean, they made like three parts, people just getting sewn ass to mouth shit.
Yeah, it's predictable. Yeah, it's fucked up, but it's like, okay, been there, done that. Just kidding, not like that, but you know.
But ass
it's
eating.
Not that. It's not that.
It's not that.
Horrifying.
No, it's not. Okay, so besides horror films, what else? What else can Leslie do to...
I can cook really good.
Really? What's your specialty?
I can cook really good yellow Thai curry.
Yellow Thai curry. Who can vouch
Look
for that?
Look at her. She's fucking nodding.
Who can vouch? Really?
My girl Dane right there. I made her that food a couple times.
Yellow Thai curry. How'd you learn how to make that?
TikTok.
Oh, yeah. TikTok is like, what can't you learn from TikTok? So... Let's see. What else can we learn more about Leslie?
I don't know.
We know that you're a hairstylist. We know that you went to school in Alabama, came out here, got your shit popping, and now you're building your clientele. Because anytime I'm talking to my wife whose hair you do, she's always telling me how somebody new is going to you and they love the work you do. So it's like the dream that you have that you manifest, and it's like it 100% is going to come into fruition because some people think manifestation is all about thinking about an idea, but it's really just an idea mixed with a dream, and you got to fucking work for it every day.
Yes. One thing I'm going to say, it's not easy. It's simple. If you get the formula down, it's really simple, but it's not fucking easy.
Like, being a hairstylist?
No, not at all.
Really, what would you say is the worst parts, the hardest parts?
I wouldn't say it's the worst parts, but the hardest part is I'm not just a hairstylist. I'm a hairstylist. I'm a therapist. I'm an artist. I'm a friend. I'm a business owner. I'm a creator, content creator. Bitch, I'm a photographer, videographer.
Oh.
Fucking social media manager.
Talk that shit.
That's nine things. Bitch, receptionist. Fucking, I'll be doing laundries here. Laundromat. Bitch, I'll be folding the fucking capes, towels. It's more than just doing hair, painting hair.
Hell yeah, hell
it's
yeah.
So much more. And it's 24/7. It's not like a 9-to-5. I take shit home with me.
What do you mean?
All right. After work, I did my thing. I still gotta go home, write down what I made, write down how much I spent, write down what I used so I can block it off of my inventory, get that ready for my next inventory. I gotta do all that. And then I gotta make sure I make something for my Instagram, make a post or something, stay active on it so that I could get clients from it.
Hell yeah.
It's not easy just posting a picture. You gotta come up with which right picture. It gotta be perfect.
Yes.
I feel like every time I post, it has its top, the last one.
Yes.
It's never just one picture, bitch. I nitpick which one, which angle, which one, which one had the best lighting.
Because it's like you building a portfolio.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's more to it.
I love that. And not a lot of that, and that's not talked about enough in the hair industry. Everybody thinks that if I go to school, I learn how to paint, I learn how to cut, I'm doing hair.
It's not just that. Not everything I listed, that's what makes a great hairstylist. A good hairstylist, yeah, they'll know how to do hair.
Mm-hmm.
They'll know how to cut your hair, color it, but that's it. Do they know how to run a business? Do they know how to keep their clientele coming back and build at the same time?
Yes.
If you only do hair, it's not enough.
You gotta
in this society, you gotta do more.
Yeah, for real. Seriously. So why do you feel that no matter what is going on in your life, you just gotta hustle? Like, why do you have that hustle in you?
Because I wanna support my lifestyle. I'm not born to be boring. I'm not born to live a basic ass life.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I want more for myself. I like to experience new places. I like to go out to eat. I like to take my friends, my family everywhere.
Hell yeah.
I like to go out. I like to treat myself. And I gotta pay for all those things.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And I can't just settle. My parents did all this work for me. I can't just do nothing with it.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And I love my job, so I'm just gonna keep on doing it.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And it's like you got that hustle because it's like, Mom, I definitely didn't go the path you wanted, but I promise you, if you just believe in what I got going on, the same outcome you want is gonna happen.
Yeah.
You want me to take care of you? I got you. But it's like, I need you to pour into me.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. I love that. Because it's like in today's world, a lot of people aren't really thinking about going to school no more. A lot of motherfuckers are starting to understand that you need a hustle. And whatever hustle you got, either you got to have multiple or you got to be really good at what the fuck you doing. Because if I start doing hair, I can't expect to be as big as you because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I don't got the education or the skills because a lot of girls do hair and fuck up. But it's like, what's making Leslie a beast to the point where every head you touch is a referral? Everybody you fuck with wanna come back. It's like, what are you doing different that these hairstylists coming into the game can't do? Like, what makes you such a boss compared to everybody else?
I feel like, on top of being a hairstylist, you gotta educate your clients too.
Mm-hmm.
How to maintain their hair.
Yes.
How to keep it looking that color, how they recreate what I do to their hair at home. And honestly, clients appreciate that a lot. And another thing is, you gotta have the personality for it.
Yeah.
I'm definitely a people's person.
Yes.
I love to talk to people. I love to hear about people. If you don't talk to my chair, it's okay. I still love to be with you and create this for you.
Yes.
And you just have to have the right personality with it because it's 50-50. You gotta be likable.
Mm-hmm.
And you gotta know what the fuck you're talking about.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially in the beauty industry. And everything you said is, are you a book reader?
I'm not a big one. I do have a few that I like to pick up here and there.
Yes.
But I'm not consistent with it.
Okay. The only reason I say that is because everything you just said, there's this book called like the 30 laws or like 40 laws of power. And it's pretty much how to be an individual in society who knows how to take control over everything around them without being so intrusive. And everything you said is like five of the rules. Being personal, getting to know somebody. If I get to know you and I'm here to counsel you on things you got going on, guess what you're going to do for me? You're going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
That's a referral. Anybody can cut hair. Not everybody can have a conversation.
Yes, exactly.
You feel me? So it's like, if you're a hairstylist out there, the biggest thing to be even slightly close to Leslie is you got to be somebody everybody wants to be around. And definitely. From all the referrals that I've heard about you, everybody can definitely say, Leslie does what I need done. She goes above and beyond what I thought I was going to get. And the simple fact that, hey, you cut my hair, but I'm a fuck with you on a low key level. Mm-hmm. That's what makes anybody come back. Yeah. Like, even me and you being pot smokers, if you got a dealer who pull up on you and don't ever say a word, you're going to stop fucking with him.
I'm like, you kind of suck.
But if he pull up like, hey, girl, you trying to hit this girl? How you doing, girl? Your highlights look good, girl. Exactly. You're going to be sitting there like, I fuck with you more because this is business, but now we friends. Mm-hmm. And that is what makes people fuck with you even more, because a successful business is nothing but a bunch of relationships.
Yes. Yeah, to know how to connect to people.
100%. And why do you feel that you have that ability to just connect with anybody you come in contact with?
I feel like it's because I grew up with 4 other siblings, mm-hmm. 2 boys, 2 girls, all different personalities. And I've always been around a huge group of people. I've always been a talker. I've always been a listener. Mm-hmm. But like, I've always been like that.
Are you the middle child?
I'm number 4 out of 5.
Okay, second to the last. Okay, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. So you feel that you can reach out and talk to anybody because you had a big family?
Yes. The way I grew up, I was constantly around my family, cousins, aunties, uncles, my siblings especially. Mm-hmm. Especially coming here to America. My family on my dad's side, they were already all here. We were always constantly around them. Mm-hmm. And that just made me more comfortable being around people, talking to people.
Yeah, I love that. I love that because the main reason I ask that is like, just like how me and you are sitting here talking to each other, you always run into people who are like, I'm sure you all the time, like when you're somebody who is like, I call people like us resignators, meaning no matter what situation you in, I'm sure you've experienced going to places where you know nobody and somebody's like, girl, it's just something about you. And that is everything to do with the energy that we naturally output. And you start to realize that not everybody has that energy. And then you also realize that when you're a resignator, your business grows, and people fuck with you because the level that you own is like naturally just like such an inviting level that yes. people feel that. Like I'm an empath. I'm somebody who can get around you and feel a vibe. You don't got to say nothing. I'm going to just break you down by your energy you give off.
Same.
And it's like when you
gotta know how to read the room.
Yeah, 100%. And not everybody has that, which is why not everybody can be on the level like Leslie. Because not everybody has that in them. It's honestly a gift, because I'm sure you'll be in a place like, bro, I don't even know this person. We just had a whole conversation. That shit happens all the time. And I'm like, what the fuck? Why are you trying to talk to me? And it's like,
dude,
they see something in you.
Target and Trader Joe's all the time.
Oh my God.
At the hair section, bro.
At where? Target?
Target. Every time
oh, yeah, you're a hairstylist.
But I'm like, bro, what if I'm just shopping for my own shit? There's always people, bro. Hey, do you think this is good? I'm like, how the fuck would you know I would know it's good for you?
Because you're a hairstylist. You give off that aura.
Yeah.
Like, if you see somebody fully tatted and you thinking about a tattoo and you ain't got no tats, they don't got to say a word. What's the first thing you gonna ask them? Hey, do you do tattoos?
Yep.
If my hair fucked up and I'm in a hair aisle and I see a girl buying hella shit, girl, what can fix my edges?
You know what? I feel like that be happening because people probably see my fucking sheer tattoo.
Yeah.
I have a scissor tattoo.
See? And you...
Maybe that's why.
You got a whole scissor tat and you're like...
Out, sorry.
Now, why do you think I'm a hairstylist? They're like, I don't know.
I don't know. It's not the big ass fucking scissor on your forearm, bitch.
Hey, and that's when you tell them, hit me up on IG. I'll answer all the questions
exactly.
you have.
Exactly.
Because real game is sold, not told. And if you want to ask me questions, come be my client.
For real. My coffer.
Ooh, I do have one. What would you say was the most difficult situation you've ever dealt with a client? I know in the hair industry, you've definitely had some problems. So to prepare my other girls for the cosmetic industry, being as vague as possible, just not mentioning any names, what's like the worst situation you've ever dealt with?
All right. I've never had something like this happen before.
Mm-hmm.
If this didn't happen, I would not have had an answer for this question. But this actually happened about 2 days ago.
Okay.
I was just telling my friend about this. It's not with a client. Uh-huh. It's with a client's parents.
Okay.
All right. Let me explain.
Explain.
This story. Woo, that shit was wild. Anyways, client one. I just finished her haircut. She was about to go to the parking lot to get cash from her mom's car. Mm-hmm. Her mom was in the car waiting.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'm waiting, cleaning up, waiting for client number two.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cleaning up, whatever. Client number two comes in with her dad. Two girls, by the way. And they're like, oh, hey, we're here for Leslie, whatever. So I sit them down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Client number one comes back in to give me the cash, and she's like hella distraught, hella red and like blushing, like you could tell something happened. So she's talking
to client number two.
Client number one, who was getting the cash, about to pay me.
Okay.
She's saying, who the fuck?
What?
Can I cuss in this?
Fuck yeah.
I feel like I've been cussing.
You can definitely cuss.
Okay. Client number one was like, who the fuck's client is that talking about client number two's dad sitting down here?
Okay.
So she's like, who the fuck client is that? I was like, oh, it's the dad of my client, their new client. She's like, well, he's not a kind man. Apparently, while I was cleaning up, I didn't know this was all happening because I was just going all around, cleaning up my station, getting my next client ready for the setup. She's telling me, that man cussed out client one's mom over a fucking parking space. I don't know exactly what fucking happened. I didn't see it. And she was talking hella fast. But she was just really upset. Her mom was really upset. And they're like, yeah, they were cussing us the fuck out. They just wanted this space. We were like backing up, whatever. It resulted to the man calling her mom a bitch.
Over a parking spot?
Yes.
What the fuck?
And so I'm like, okay, I apologize. Mm-hmm. And they're like, it's all right, it's not your fault. I just want to let you know that man is not a kind man. And this happened whole time. The man is sitting right there. He can hear what the fuck is happening, but he's just on his phone.
He don't give a fuck.
He don't give a fuck. So I was like, okay, I said sorry, they left. Kept that in my mind. I did the daughter's haircuts.
Mm-hmm.
They left
the daughter of the dickhead.
Yep.
Both his daughters.
Yep, okay. Two of them.
Okay.
They loved it. Of mm-hmm. course, I killed it. They were like, oh my God, we drove an hour and a half here just to get a cut from you because we can't find a stylist that cuts thick hair like ours.
Mm-hmm.
And we love it so much, blah, 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 blah. We're definitely coming back. They were like so appreciative and they left their haircut. I was like, yes, definitely come back. Even the dad, who was paying me, he was like, thank you so much for taking care of my girls. They left their hair so much. We'll definitely be back. It was so worth the hour and a half drive, whatever, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, thank you so much. I was returning the energy back. It was mm-hmm. respective.
Yeah, hell yeah.
The little girls are looking at the product shelves, trying to look for something. And so I take the dad to the side, because obviously I was keeping that in mind, what had happened earlier at the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, I'm still a business owner.
Yeah.
So I had to talk to the dad. I was like, hey, I wanted to ask him what had happened in his point of view. I was like, hey, like what happened earlier? I heard a client of mine saying something happened out there.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes and says, yeah, that stupid bitch took my parking spot.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, really? Like, what happened? And he's like, nothing. That stupid bitch is like taking my parking spot. Like, she was about to back out, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So that moment I knew, okay, this motherfucker was at fault. I'm not trying to be on anyone's side, but he was like talking about women like that already.
Like being hella derogatory.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mind you, he has three daughters. Actually, before the two daughters came 2 weeks ago, I had done their big sister's cut too. So I've done three of his daughters' haircuts at this point.
Yeah.
For him to be talking about women like that.
Makes no sense.
Makes no sense. So I was like, okay, this dude is just
what the
being
fuck?
An asshole.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm so sorry that happened, but I had to handle this like a business. It was just me. This is how my boss would have done mm-hmm. if she was here. Other people saw what was going on outside. I didn't because I was busy cleaning up. Mm-hmm. But a couple of my coworkers' clients was coming in and I heard them like, oh my God, something's happening out there. Someone's biting out there.
Mm-hmm.
So people saw what was happening out there. That's not a good look for the salon.
Yeah.
Y'all so I had to say something. I had to say something. I was like, next time, just please be mindful of what you do in front of our business. We have to look professional.
Yeah,
we don't want to cause a scene.
Mm-hmm.
And just next time, please be mindful. That's all I said. And then dude didn't like that. He didn't like it. He was like, what the fuck are you talking about? You're really siding on those girls' side, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I'm not siding anyone's side at all. And then he started attacking me. It escalated real quickly.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so he was like, dude, what the fuck are you talking about? Blah, 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 blah. You're really going to side on them. We drove an hour and a half over here. We paid you good money, blah, 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 blah. And your haircuts wasn't even worth that much, whatever, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
Hella talking.
What the fuck?
Saying hella shit, dude.
Yeah.
And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, holy shit, I could cry right now, but I had to fucking handle this like a businesswoman. I had to be fucking level-headed. So I was like, well, thank you for coming. I hope you both have a great weekend. That's all I said. And then the motherfucker just kept cussing out, we're never going to come back, blah, 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 blah.
Wow.
Well, 5 minutes ago, he was sucking my date.
Wow.
The switch up was real. So he left. I fucking cleaned up, bro. I went home. I cried my ass.
To be honest, hey, what the fuck?
That was the most difficult situation I've ever dealt with. I did that shit all by myself. He was a grown ass man. He had grays, bro.
Wait, were you in here by yourself?
Yes, this was after hours. This
what
was
the
like
fuck,
we ended like 6:30.
Uh-huh. And what did his daughters say?
Well, his daughters were young, so they didn't say nothing.
Oh my God. And to be honest, I'm sorry that you had to fucking experience that.
It's all right.
Guys that do shit like people that do shit like that shows you that there's everything wrong with them and nothing mm-hmm. wrong with you. And then it's like if that like karma is such a real thing. He's going to get his ass beat by somebody's husband who he probably didn't see in the fucking mm-hmm. car. And then it's like, first off, you driving an hour and a half here doesn't make you a fucking less of an asshole.
Yeah.
All you have to do, imagine the conversation if you waited for the lady's parking spot.
Ooh.
Or if you said, you came up here and said all that, and I was like, you know what? My bad.
For real, there's plenty of other parking spots. It's huge. Like,
what's the big deal?
I know.
And damn, don't matter. At least you got paid.
I know. At least I got paid. I know they professionally. But
and my haircuts wasn't all that money, bitch. You paid. Twice.
I know. And you fucking tipped me, bitch.
They must have been worth more than what I charged.
Yeah, bitch. Thanks for the $50. The fuck.
And
but yeah.
Damn.
I can laugh at it now, but I was telling my friend about it earlier.
It was definitely traumatic.
Yes.
Especially in the moment, because you laughing about it now because how it ended. But imagine if he was like, what, bitch?
Yes.
Squared up with you. Then what you going to do?
I'd be like, oh, hell no, bitch, I'd run away. I'm not a fighter. Especially if my girls are not here, bitch, I'm booking it.
But if my girls is here, we jumping you.
Yeah, my girls jumping you.
Oh, my God. Okay. So to combat the worst situation, what was the best being a hairstylist? The best situation that made you feel so good, you also wanted to cry.
I can't remember anything too big,
mm-hmm.
but I can definitely say it's the little things, Strode.
Yeah.
it's when clients come back. They bring me a little Starbucks, asking me on their way here, hey, what do you want from Starbucks? You want anything from here or whatever? Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my God, do you care about me? You're thinking about me?
Yes.
And when they come back and refer other friends, like, yes, she's really good. I trust her this much that I trust you with her too.
Yes.
It's little shit like that. When they remember my birthday, when they remember what we talked about last, like asking me about, oh, how is this? I remembered you said that. It's little shit like that.
That makes it coming to work every day that yes. much more worth it.
It's like having my little friends catching up every day.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's because that's who you are. Mm-hmm. Like when you somebody like, especially I've been in situations where you'll be like, for me, I'll be around a barber who I don't feel comfortable with and just don't talk. But if you have somebody who's being personal with you, actually getting to know you, mm-hmm. and I'm sure with all your clients, you remember little shit about them.
Yep.
It's like, now we not clients. And now all I want to do is see you win.
Yes,
and that
exactly.
is how you build a fucking, that's how you build a clientele.
Exactly.
Like, not a whole bunch of girls paying for good haircuts, but a bunch of people who trust you blindly, trust you with their friends mm-hmm. blindly. The simple fact that, girl, XYZ, blah, blah, blah happened to me and you actually care, mm-hmm. that really makes somebody feel good. And especially being in the beauty industry where a lot of your clientele are women, it's like a conversation goes a long way.
Yes.
Like, you never know what somebody is going through. And that's why the biggest way that, look, something that will really disarm one of your customers is instead of being like, hey, girl, how you doing today? You should be like, hey, how's your energy? You always got to think about that question. Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that? Like, how's your energy? How are you as an individual? Yes. How is everything going on?
Because
anybody can say, good.
Mm-hmm.
Great. You'll be mad as fuck and still say good.
Mm-hmm.
But how's your energy? You can't say good to that. Oh, you know, well. And it's like, it's always an opportunity to make somebody's day better, yes. dude.
Hey, I gotta say though, there are clients that are like very one word responses. Just, I'm good. Yeah, I had a good day. Had this, did that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay too. Not everyone comes to talk. Some people just want silence. Some people just want their own time. And mm-hmm. that's cool too. And that's why you gotta be able to read the room, read whoever's on your chair. You gotta be able to read their energy. Cause whatever they want, you gotta give it.
100%.
It's not your time. It's their time too.
Yes. See, I love that because I'm somebody who is extremely extroverted. And I wouldn't even think of that if I was a hairstylist. I would have somebody quiet and I'd be like, hey man, what's up? Why are you so quiet? Hey man, yada yada. And it's like, that's gonna make me stop fucking with you. Because
yeah.
I want silence. Mm-hmm. You're not giving me that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so would you say being such an extrovert person, when you have that person who wants to sit dead silent, is it like hard for you to just, or you just like sidebar, like how do you combat that?
I'm actually not an extroverted person.
Really?
Yes, I'm very much introverted.
Really?
Yep.
I would have never guessed.
Bro, I'm introverted as fuck. You see me outside of this, I'm not talking to you. I'm gonna wait for you to make the conversation. And then I'll be like, I know.
It's funny you say that because I'm big on first impressions, and the first impression I had of you was taking a shot of Casamigos, and then I goes on D's story, and you twerking, holding the bottle at the front, and I'm like, she's hella out there.
No, bro. I mean, you guys are coming into my territory. I have to show you what good time I give, you know?
They give shots here. They give shots with
depends
every hair.
Depends which stylist you have. It depends.
Shit. That, and see, that is also very personal. The simple fact that, look, girl, you sitting here quiet. Girl, you want a shot.
For real.
You want a shot? We don't even have to say shit. We just going to take this shot and I'm going to do your hair. Imagine how they, girl, yes. No, no chaser. No
for real.
Ice, please. I'm having a long day. And okay, that honestly is fucking amazing. So Do you definitely see yourself owning your own salon down the line?
Yes. It's not my end goal, but I do have that as a goal.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'm building the foundation still, though. I'm only 2 years into this, but trust.
2 years and people talking like that about Leslie? Ooh, Leslie Salon. If you start doing tapers, I'm took. Look, I always tell D, I'm like, if there's ever a salon where I can get braided and tapered in the same place, I don't care how much you charge. You gonna wash me and blow me out? You got me. I'm telling you, it's niggas these days, we growing our hair out. And I gotta go get braided over here. I gotta go get tapered over here. It's like, goddamn, that's cheese. But don't let me go somewhere where I can get washed, braided, tapered. Leslie doing tapers?
Bro, not gonna lie, I suck with clippers.
Really?
Yes.
I ain't gonna lie, the worst haircut I ever had was at a Supercuts. And like, I got fucked up and I got charged full price.
Yeah, it's like express cuts over there.
How are you not good at clippers when you cut hair so good?
I'm just used to scissors. And I don't practice with clippers. I'm honestly fine with just my scissors.
I mean, you got it tatted. You must be real serious about them scissors.
That's why I didn't get no clipper tatted. I'm not good at that shit.
Honestly, I applaud the people in the hair industry, especially hairstylists and barbers, because the most important person in your life is the person that does your hair. Like me without a lineup or you without your hair done, we wouldn't look as great as we do right now.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
That's right. That's fucking right.
So do you do your own hair?
No.
You have a hairstylist.
Yes. My coworkers, Haneen.
Mm-hmm.
She does my color, and then my other coworker, Megan, she does my extensions.
Wow.
So we all just do each other's hair here.
That's really love.
Fun.
That's love. Mm-hmm. Nobody's ever coming to work literally having a bad hair day.
Yep, and we all know it's always going to turn out good.
Hell yeah.
So it's really fun.
So you said you're a hairstylist and you do photography. Like, are you a freelance photographer? What?
Not like that, bro. I'm saying I'll just be taking pictures of hair.
That's photography.
Making content for my page. It's all mostly related to hair. You can ask the girls, though. They've been asking me to take pictures for them. Asking me to take videos for them.
And it's crazy how big social media has come with being a business owner, because as much as you might hate the shit that's on Instagram, if you have a business, you can't do it without it.
Yes. It's honestly a really good tool to market yourself.
So how do you feel about a world without social media?
Interesting.
You think you would, like, we would still thrive?
Yes.
You think shit will still flow with, like, zero contact? Zero news updates. You don't know about nothing. Like, social media is like connection outside of text messages.
I feel like it'd be good for us.
Really?
Yes. Everybody nosy as fuck. True. Nobody got to know about your business all the time.
True.
If we did have that instead of what we have now, we'd have more genuine connections.
True. And the reason I say that is because I'm sure you've experienced motherfuckers will DM you all the time. Hey, girl, what's up? Send you paragraphs. Girl, we should hang out all the time. And then you see them in person and they be dead silent.
It's nothing.
And I'm like, wasn't you just the bitch that was just asking me how I was doing? Why are you putting fire flames up on all my outfits?
For real, the reaction.
You feel me? You want to react to all my shit. And I see you, I'm like, Leslie, what's good? Weird ass nigga, why are you talking to me? Like, we talk all the time. What are you talking about? Oh, that's just social media. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I will say the connections are a lot less genuine.
Yes.
Especially today compared to, like, older generations for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like what? I think I was, like, talking to my granny the other day, and she's talking about how, like, our generation is, like, hella consumed with social media, And it's like they generation to just tell each other verbally a time and a place. And I'm not going to see you or talk to you until that time and that place. It would be different.
Hella different. I'd like to see it.
You think a world without, what about a world without internet?
I don't know about that, bro. I've learned a lot of things on the internet.
Yeah, I know.
And honestly, I'm not like a book type of person. I can't just read something and then learn from that. Mm-hmm. I gotta visually see it.
Yes.
Someone visual do it, and then I'll repeat it. And that's from videos. That's from fucking the internet, pictures, you know, all that.
Yeah, same. Oh, when I say books, don't think I'm sitting reading a book. That shit is on audiobook. I've never sat and read a book. I've heard a lot of books because it's like, what's the difference if I'm not a hairstylist and me, you, and have a conversation about hair? I'm gonna learn something. Mm-hmm. So a book is just a conversation. That's why I listen to it. I'm not, girl, if I'm sitting here like this, I catch myself reading the same shit over and over. I'm gonna be like, all right, this is not happening. That's the whole reason I didn't even want to go off the script, because I would have asked you the same fucking questions. I'm not a reader, not at all.
I'll be getting stuck.
Easy, not at all. So I'm not a hairstylist. I want to feel the inspiration to be like, fuck this. Leslie's doing it. I have the confidence to try it. Because it's a lot of young girls who parents are immigrants, who how expensive shit is today, a lot of people are not going to school. So Leslie, who is a very successful entrepreneur in the hair industry and is going to continue to grow, what are some of the best parts about what you do if I'm a young girl who just fucking starting my journey right now?
Okay. Number one best part, I control my own schedule.
Hell yeah.
It's very flexible. Of course, I have to make up for days that I can't fit people in, mm-hmm. but it's always flexible. I can always work around people's schedule. Mm-hmm. People will work around my schedule. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite.
Freedom.
Because not a lot of my friends or family can do that. Mm-hmm. But I have the freedom and the privilege to do it.
Hell yeah.
That's my favorite thing.
Hell yeah.
Another thing, like I said earlier, it doesn't feel like work. As a creative person, I already like painting and then applying that to work. Mm-hmm. Painting on hair, cutting hair.
Hell yeah.
It's also like a creative outlet for me, so it never ever feels like work or like a burden. Mm-hmm. It's more just both for me and the client. We both get benefits from it.
I love that.
I get to be creative. You get to love your hair and look bomb.
And the money. Hairstylists, the amount that y'all be charging for hair. Oh my God.
Listen, there's reasons to it.
Y'all are the real supervillain. I ain't gonna lie. Y'all make cheese. Y'all killing barbers. Easy. Like, my barber went from, not my current barber, I love her to death, but my old barber went from like 50 to 60. Didn't have a reason why. I wasn't getting hair washes. Nothing. Same exact taper. I'm not even getting hot towels. And then I'll hear about how much she getting charged for hair. I'm like, you got to wash, you got to cut, you got to touch up, and you got a therapeutic conversation. I didn't get none of that. Mm-hmm. My barber,
and
man.
And you might have gotten a shot too.
Oh, we for sure got shots today. Mm-hmm. Leslie gives shots. If you were wondering which hairstylist in the shop gives shots, this one.
Hey, you gotta treat me right first, though.
Treat her right. Treat her
it's
right.
It's not for every client.
Mm.
You gotta earn it.
You gotta break the ice. Mm-hmm. We gotta cry together first.
Yep. And we did. Me and your wife did.
She never told me about that. See, she didn't tell me nothing.
That's right. That's
see, my wife loves Leslie more than she loves me. So if that's the case,
hey,
you should definitely go to Leslie. All right? Hide your wives from Leslie. She takes
them. Yep. Hide your wives. Hide your daughters, because they're never coming home.
And when they do come home, they're going to have some nice ass extensions.
That's right. And then you can come back over here, too. Hey, girl, where'd you get your hair done? With Leslie. Okay, book me with her next. That's usually what happens.
And to the dad who yelled at that lady at the parking spot, fuck that guy.
For real.
Okay, so to wrap up the show with obviously the greatest hairstylist in the Valley. If you can disprove that, you can.
Oh my God. I'm scared. That's a lot of pressure.
She applying pressure. She only 2 years in the game, and it's not a lot of people fucking with her. So to close up the show, I'm going to let Leslie talk her shit. I'm going to let you guys connect with her, connect to her links. And Leslie, before we close out this episode of Let's Talk Forella, tell everybody it is they need to know about you when becoming a new client, where to book, how to book, and shit, whatever else you want to include.
Okay. If anyone wants to get an appointment with me, I do have a website. It's hairwles.com. You just book on there. You can choose whatever service and you can pick whatever date you want. All the instructions are there. If you don't want to do that way, I also have an Instagram, hairwles. My phone number should be on there, same as my website. You can shoot me a text, what you want, what your hair has in it color wise, and what day you want to do. Usually I'll respond whenever I see it after business hours.
Love that. And this is, what's your Instagram?
My Instagram is hairwles. The salon's Instagram is prova_cofre. It's prova_cofre.
Oh, love that. All right,
follow the salon too.
There's a lot of great hairstylists here. Not all of them are giving shots and a lot of love and deep conversations. I don't know everybody that works here, but
they're all great. We're all great.
Everybody's great, but all the Power Rangers are great. And you know, the Red Ranger is awesome. And Leslie's the Red Ranger. So
is there a green one?
Yeah, but the green's in the background.
Oh.
The Red Ranger's up front.
I don't mind being green.
Leslie's the Green Ranger.
Green for marijuana, green for a green card, green for money. That's my favorite color.
Green?
Yep.
If you guys want to break the ice with Leslie, bring something green.
Matcha, iced matcha latte from Starbucks with oat milk. Thank you.
And this concludes that episode of Let's Talk Forever.